is challenging and requires concentration. These are expensive toys, and the learning curve is steep. One bad landing, and this model jet could end up in a crumpled heap. It's why flyers hone their skills at airfields and test them in international competitions. Back at the factory, the molded pieces of this model jet are coming together. They attach the wings to the fuselage, using the cylinders installed earlier. Then the modeler moves to the aircraft's tail and attaches the stabilizers, the rudder, and the vertical fin. Super strength glue cements the assembly. Next, they build the motor. This one is a ducted fan electric system, a type used in smaller jets. The modeler first assembles the casing that will hold the fan and its motor. He slides airfoils into the casing to create four ducts, which will properly channel the flow of air. He slides the electric motor into the aluminum hub. Then anchors the assembly with a screw from the other side. The next part is a speed control mechanism. He solders its wires to those protruding from the motor. He encloses the mechanism in a vented tube, then sets the assembly aside temporarily. Now focus turns to the fan, which he hooks up to a testing device. As the fan spins, the machine analyzes it for vibrations that would indicate that the blades are out of balance. The gauge shows it's vibrating slightly, so he makes adjustments, and then it's ready to install. He attaches the fan to the motor shaft and secures it with a bolt in the center. It's now time to power up this motor at a test station. He brings it up to full throttle and measures the thrust it generates. It passes the test, so he installs it in the model jet's fuselage. Later, this ducted fan motor will be connected to a battery pack. Now he moves on to the landing gear and attaches air cylinders to the front and rear wheels. Pumping air into these cylinders will cause the wheels to retract after takeoff. This system will also cause the wheels to engage for landing. Next, a sheet of clear thermoplastic is transformed into cockpit canopy parts. A machine heats the plastic, then vacuum shrinks it to two molds. The plastic hardens in seconds to create two clear plastic bubbles for the jet canopy. They mold the cockpit shell in two sections using the same technique. With the cockpit now installed and a doll for a pilot, this 50s-era Korean War jet replica is in fighting form. All that's left is to install the radio control system, which will be done by the operator after purchase. From nose to tail, the attention to detail is impressive. Some of these model jets even have gas turbine engines for added authenticity. With radio controls installed, this turbine model jet is ready to taxi down the runway. The operator does one last check of the control surfaces. Then, it's time for liftoff. Miniature turbine engines sound and work like those of a big jet. These jets rumble and soar and can be made to perform many aerobatic stunts. Of course, it all hinges on both the skill of the operator and a job well done at the factory. But this looks like another successful landing.